by way of clear digital audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And that's my job, is to get the information to you. I wonder how many of you know how many votes Ron Paul got in the Pennsylvania primary yesterday. Of course, he got almost 16% of the vote. Mike Huckabee got 11%, and if Huckabee hadn't been running, I'm sure that Paul would have gotten probably at least 25, 26% of the vote. Anyway, there are an awful lot of Republicans who are not happy with John McCain. At least 25% of them are not happy with him. And there's going to be real problems. But you see, the media has totally ignored Ron Paul's candidacy. Why? Because he wants to do away with big government. He wants the people to be free. And the people who control the media have a different agenda because they worship a different God. And when you begin to understand that, so many of the things going on begin to make sense. It was just yesterday that the evening television news commented that there's shortages of rice, not only throughout the world, but right here in the United States. And Costco stores, certainly here in California, are asking people not to buy rice or not to buy more than one bag of rice at a time. And if you buy more than one bag, well, they take it away from you. And, of course, this is just the beginning, because once people get the idea that there are going to be shortages, there are going to be shortages in more and more and more types of food. And so you have to understand that psychologically people are going to be out there trying to get there before the hoarders do. And, of course, unfortunately, there are going to be shortages and famines because, of course, we're told in Revelation 6:8, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him is death, and Hades followed close behind, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world through the sword and through famine and through disease, that's pestilence, and the beasts of this world. Ladies and gentlemen, I think all of these things are imminent. Well, with that as the background, William Grieg is our special guest today, former senior editor of the New American Magazine. Why, of course, today he's helping us. He's here with us a couple of times a week. He's writing. He does a blog. His latest book, Liberty and Eclipse, is available through Radio Liberty. But let's get to William. William, what are we going to talk about this afternoon?
Dr. Stan, we have to elaborate on what you've been saying here about this unfolding economic crisis that is now becoming a palpable reality. It had been something of an abstraction for many Americans, and many Americans right now still harbor the fond hope, and I think it's a delusional hope, that we're going to be spared what happens every time an economy is built on an inflationary currency, and that is the collapse of their standard of living. We're seeing what you might call, to use sort of a fancy French term, the grand denouement. Denouement refers to an unraveling. It's a term that we could apply to the unwinding of a lot of the bad investments that we're seeing. Of course, everybody talks about the still escalating subprime mortgage crisis and all the derivatives that have yet to be fully unwound here. But when you see the same hedge fund players who are really the federally subsidized and Federal Reserve-favored investment vehicles for the super elite, pouring money into commodities markets in ways that are driving up the prices in a speculative fashion. And this is being done, of course, at the expense of everybody who earns money in dollars or has tried to save or invest the money they've earned. Every time the Federal Reserve inflates the currency to benefit those people, they're stealing wealth that we have earned. And they're doing so in a way that's helping to drive up the price of the food that we're trying to buy in order to provide for our families. So we're getting it both coming and going. And as you say, this is just the beginning of sorrows. It seems as if we have at least three of the four horsemen of the apocalypse mounted up and digging their spurs into their steeds. And
amen.
Things can only get worse.
Hold, we're going to be back in just a moment with William Grigg, and I agree. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are mounted up, and at least three of them are, and we're going to see them very soon. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, William Grigg.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, rocket trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
This is George Winters Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is William Grigg, and we're talking about what's happening financially. Do you know, ladies and gentlemen, that there are over 2 million homes that are in foreclosure right now, according to the latest Wellington letter, that there are between 8 and 11 million Americans whose the value of their home is less than the mortgage they owe on it. Between 8 and 11 million Americans. And this is just the beginning, of course. If the prices fall even further, why more and more people are going to be in trouble. There are countless millions of Americans who owe, you know, more than 50% of their, you know, home. They have a mortgage on more than 50% of their home. In other words, they don't own their home. Their mortgage makes up more than 50% of the value of the home. So pick up the story there, because we see all across America many of our major store chains beginning to close down, certainly their branches, either that or going into receivership, going into bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Would you pick up the story?
Well, not only that, you have the prospect now of these shopping malls becoming ghost towns, because a lot of the chain stores you mentioned are the tentpole franchises for these shopping malls. And if shopping malls can't keep these particular stores in business, they can't keep them there renting their space, they're not going to be able to help provide enough revenue to keep the mall open so that the smaller mom-and-pop stores can stage shopping malls as well. The way that the economics of a shopping mall works is you have to get a couple of marquee businesses to come in and rent space in order, by and large, to subsidize the smaller stores that are featured in a shopping mall. And so if you lose your major store, the shopping mall is going to go under. And by the end of the year, we're probably going to have hundreds of shopping malls across the country that are shuttered and darkened and abandoned. And commercial property, of course, is going the way of residential property in terms of the foreclosures and the vacancies that are starting to pile up. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's something like 500 foreclosures a day take place in California in the housing market, and I think foreclosures are up 327% over the previous year. These all have to do with some of the basic considerations people simply have to focus on. You have to have food, you have to have shelter, you have to have energy, you have to have employment. And so if you're having these major retailers go out of business, you're having people, of course, lose their jobs, and at the same time, we're seeing radical increases in the price of energy. Gas prices have gone over $3.50 a gallon nationally. Here in western Idaho, where consumption is relatively modest, the population is fairly thin, we're right around the $3.50 a gallon mark. And, of course, what you're talking about with respect to the food economy is perfectly horrifying. It started a matter of months ago with the increase in wheat and some of the other staple grains. And a lot of this is being driven by the replacement effect in the food economy, because we're plowing all this money, the federal government on our behalf, I should say, is plowing money into the development of biofuels, ethanol, and such like. And, of course, that creates a dislocation in the marketplace when suddenly corn is being grown for energy rather than food. Something has to replace that. And the things that replace that, of course, are driven up in relative price. And it's just fascinating and horrifying to me to see how bicoastally suddenly these shortages are developing in staple foods such as wheat and rice and cooking oil and corn. The New York Sun a few days ago had a story headlined, "Food Rationing Confronts Breadbasket of the World." The opening paragraph said the following, and the dateline was Mountain View, California. "Many parts of America, long considered the breadbasket of the world, are now confronting a once unthinkable phenomenon, food rationing. Major retailers in New York and areas of New England and on the West Coast are limiting purchases of flour, rice, and cooking oil as demand outstrips supply. There are also anecdotal reports that some consumers are hoarding grain stocks." By the way, hoarding is a piece of verbal engineering I don't particularly care for, because you're talking about people storing food. If you're keeping something, if you're buying something at the market price, in a fair transaction and keeping it, you're not hoarding, you're storing. We can expect to hear more of that kind of language as things grow a little bit tighter and people become a little bit esurient and a little bit impatient with those who are trying to provide for their families. I mean, I could be accused of hoarding wheat for the hundreds of pounds of wheat and the other grains that I have bought by way of preparing for the price surges that we're now confronting. I'm not a hoarder. I'm somebody who's simply trying to provide for a large and very hungry family. And then you mentioned what's been going on with Costco and a couple of the other retailers. Just today in the wire services, there's a headline story, "Walmart Sam's Club Limits Rice Purchases." Sam's Club is the number two warehouse club operator here in the United States. Said it is limiting sales of jasmine, basmati, and long grain white rice due to recent supply and demand trends. Limiting sales to 20-pound bulk bags of rice to 4 bags per customer per visit, and is working with suppliers to ensure that products remain in stock. The other thing that I find interesting is yet another story that was in the wires today about a hearing that was taking place on Capitol Hill, in which farmers and food executives appealed to federal officials for regulatory steps to limit speculative buying that is helping to drive food prices higher. This is meanwhile some Americans are stocking up on staples such as rice, flour, and oil in anticipation of high prices and shortages spreading from overseas. A couple of points you have to recognize here. Once again, there is speculative buying going on, and our good friends in the hedge funds are driving a lot of it, but the way that they're able to drive it is because they are benefiting from the inflation created by the Fed. It is the inflation that creates the high prices. you take a look at, well, as well at the way that our economy has been structured, where basically the United States has been living on credit for a number of years now, the credit being supplied by overseas central banks and governments such as China and Japan and Saudi Arabia. What's been happening is that while we have been living on credit, we have been offshoring and outsourcing the manufacturing of everything that we consume to China and India and some of these other countries. They're now developing a cash hoard and developing the rudiments of a middle class. And because we've been redistributing our wealth, wealth being a function of selling things, making things and selling things, we've been redistributing our wealth abroad. Now these people are starting to consume more protein, and they're diversifying their diet in ways that is putting pressure on the available resources of food. And so suddenly they're buying more wheat, they're buying more rice and more corn and more beef and more dairy. And, of course, corn is one of the primary ingredients of the whole dairy economy as well. And so we are in a situation where we've been depleting our industrial base and depreciating our dollar and redistributing the real wealth of our country to these other countries that are now enjoying a higher standard of living than they had previously enjoyed. It's not entirely unlikely that within less than a generation, some of these Asian countries are going to have a standard of living that by any metric is higher than ours. And this is why I've been referring to the process we've been seeing here in the United States as an engineered decline. This is not something that's simply happening to us. You know, we're seeing the consummation, once again, the denouement, the unraveling, but the consummation of trends that were put in place almost a century ago with the advent of the Federal Reserve and the fiat money system and the income tax system and the fastening on what had been a reasonably free market here in the United States of all the appurtenances of a corporatist system where the politically connected few prosper at the expense of the rest of us, not through production, but through redistribution.
I would just interject that if you don't believe there's a master plan, you should get the Earth Charter. It's written by three multi-millionaires and Marie Strong, Gorbachev, and, of course, Stephen Rockefeller, the son of Nelson Rockefeller. And in the Earth Charter, point 10A, they talk about equitable distribution of wealth, not only within nations, but between nations. Now, how do you get equitable distribution of wealth? But, you know, between nations, why, of course, you lower the living standards in the United States. This is all part of a major plan. You can read the Global Biodiversity Assessment. It's a report put out by Cambridge University Press after the Second Earth Summit, or available at least in a summary form from Radio Liberty and our Sustainable Development Syllabus. They talk about the necessity of lowering the living standards of the people, that of the Eastern European, those live in the eastern part of Europe, of course, at the time, that was the peasant status. And this is exactly what they're doing. People do not understand that they are destroying the value of our currency. They're raising our prices. But since people are incapable of understanding the relationship between increasing the money supply and inflation, they don't understand this is happening not by accident, but by intent. The only reason you have inflation is because the government intentionally and maliciously increases the money supply. Over in Europe, they're trying to defend their currency, the euro, and they're talking about raising interest rates, and what are we doing? Are we lowering interest rates, throwing more money out, printing more money, creating more credit, and that is going to lead to the destruction of the middle class, don't you think, William?
It has to. And the middle class is the fundament of our Republican system of government, the idea that you would have a reasonably independent, self-sustaining middle class, or the yeoman republic was the expression used in the 18th century, people who are not beholden to a liege lord. That was something new in history, but never had a society, at least since the ancient Greek city-states or the very ancient beginnings of Rome. There had never been a society like 18th century colonial and post-colonial America, and we're being really herded into a new type of feudalism or peonage or outright helotry where we'd have a class of people who are completely at the mercy of the politically protected elite at the top. And so you'd have the middle class being pancaked down into the lower class, and certain element of it, I think, would be taken and brought up to the ruling elite. But that's very much what's happening here. I mean, the middle class has been hovering on the ragged edge of extinction for years, and right now I think we've been pushed over the precipice. And I don't know how long we're going to fall, but we're going to fall for a while.
And anybody who thinks this is going to be over in 6 months or a year is sadly mistaken. I believe, of course, we're going to see many of our major chains, certainly our grocery chains, our sales chains, our big box stores going down. It's only a matter of time because, of course, if people have less and less money to sell, well, they're just not going to survive. And we're already beginning to see the reports of many of our large chains either closing down stores or are going into receivership. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the edge of a financial precipice, and most people don't even know there's a problem. We'll be back in just a moment here with William Greig.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the nation, including Dave Von Kleist, Will to Power, Ron Paul, Murray Sabrin, Wanda Case, Lakota Sioux Elders, and many, many more. Some of my favorites include B.J. Lawson of North Carolina and Dean Santoro of Florida, who, along with myself, represent a new breed of Republicans who will be speaking out for an end to the economic slavery of the United States people due to excessive taxation and pointing to a future of prosperity and faith in free market economics. For more information, visit gcmlive.com, taxdayzeroh.com, hauling.ronpaulroadshow.org, or grannywarriors.com. You can help sponsor this celebration by making a donation at grannywarriors.com, the organizers of this event. See you there in D.C. on the 15th.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is William Greig. We're talking about what is happening financially to our nation. And of course, we're seeing many of our major financial institutions in real trouble. I mean, you're talking about Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, J.P. Morgan Chase, and of course, Morgan Stanley, Wachovia, fifth largest bank in the United States, losing massive amounts of money. And then, of course, down the line, a lot of our smaller banks are going to go down. In fact, the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, the FDIC, is remobilizing some of the people who have retired so they can be there to help take care of the hundreds of our banks that are going to go under. And, of course, what we're really going to do is see the centralization of banking power in ever fewer hands. You pick up the story there, William.
That is a big part of the story, Dr. Stan, the fact that you're seeing this wave of centralizing going on. First of all, the Federal Reserve over the last month and a half or so, in reaction primarily to the potential implosion of Bear Stearns, basically gave itself the authority to regulate the entire investment market directly. And that, of course, is a radical centralization of power in the Federal Reserve, which is a quasi-private, quasi-public institution. It is, by strict and exact definition, a fascist organ. It is a public-private partnership, and that's the template, if you will, that or it follows the template that Mussolini created. Actually, he didn't even create it. Mussolini imported it from the United States. He imported it from a book called Philip Drew Administrator, which was the blueprint for the Woodrow Wilson administration, and that's something that not many people appreciate, is that fascism was made here in the United States. It's as American as the Ku Klux Klan, unfortunately, as American as welfare fraud. But the Federal Reserve is going to be centralizing control over the banking system in a very radical way as these failures mount. We're being told to anticipate hundreds of them this year. That's something else that was in the wires just today. Ben Bernanke himself, in an incredibly blithe aside in one of his recent testimonies before Capitol Hill, said there may be some banking failures. When he'd admit that much, you know that things are going to be very much worse than even he's willing to let on. He does seem to be somebody who speaks candidly, albeit dishonestly, whereas his predecessor, Greenspan, was as incomprehensible as the Oracle at Delphi with none of the Oracle's wisdom. But the situation we're in right now is one in which our very means of existence are increasingly expensive. Those decisions are taken out of our hands because of the way the economy is structured. And I am quite convinced that within the next year and a half or so, as the damage mounts and people start to feel real desperation, I mean, right now we're feeling discomfort and anxiety. We're going to be feeling actual desperation within a year and a half or 2 years if present trends continue, and they're going to get worse. And I think that we're going to be at a real dividing point here in the history of our culture. We're going to find out how many people have the means, intellectually, spiritually, in terms of their character, to reassert their independence and to live as free people at whatever cost, and how many people are willing to surrender that which makes them human in the hope that their physical needs will be taken care of by their masters. I don't know how that's going to break. I don't know if we're talking about a plurality on each side and a plurality in the middle that's indecisive, if we're talking of a majority on one way or the other. But I do think that we're going to be at a point not unlike the German people experienced in the mid-1920s when their currency faced hyperinflation and suddenly they had to literally wheel wagonfuls of Reichmarks to the grocery store in order to buy necessities. And the printing presses in Germany were printing marks that were just printed on one side, and the blanks they were using were blank on the other because they had to keep ahead of the hyperinflationary curve. And, of course, in that environment, in the late 20s and early 30s, there was a party that emerged that promised Arbeit und Brot, work and bread, and that party was the National Socialist Party. And in exchange for providing the sustenance to the German people, they required of the German people their freedom. And so you have to talk about those two complementary elements of what's going on here. The fact that we are having the unfolding of our economy, the unraveling of this credit and debt and fiat money-based economy, at the same time, you've got the tightening of central controls, not only over the economy, but also over the physical maintenance or the physical disposition of American citizens. I mean, this is the last week or so we've heard a number of horrifying things about the fact that the government now has the supposed right whenever any of us finds himself in the custody of law enforcement, to take a DNA sample from us and put it into a central database. We saw a group of prosecutors in New York City make a claim that was upheld by a court that a DNA sample is sufficient evidence to base an indictment on. That's a really interesting development and terrifying implications resident in that decision.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with our special guest, William Gregg, and of course, we're talking about what's happening to the economy. I understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're just at the very, very beginning of this. The financial industry is collapsing as is housing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest William Gregg. And before we go on, William, will you tell people how they can get your blog site, how they can get your information?
The easiest way to find my blog, which is entitled Pro Libertate, that's a Latin phrase, it means for freedom, is to go to the homepage of the Welch Foundation, which is called The Right Source. The web address for that is www.rightsourceonline.com. It's one word, rightsourceonline.com. Go there, you'll be able to order my book. There's a banner ad at the top of the page for the book, which is entitled Liberty in Eclipse, The War on Terror and the Rise of the Homeland Security State. Click through the banner ad. There's a place at the bottom where you can read more about the book, and you can order it directly from the website, rightsourceonline.com, or they can go to radioliberty.com and order it from you. It's also available on Amazon. If you go to the Right Source webpage and you scroll down the screen about a third of the way, you'll find my photograph, and next to my photograph, there's a hyperlink for the Pro Libertate blog. I try to update that between 3 and 5 times a week, and for the last week or so, I've been writing obsessively, I guess you could say, about what's been going on with the seizure of 437 children by the state of Texas from the Fundamentalist Latter-day Saint Church there in El Dorado. It's an amazing story that's getting nowhere near the attention it deserves, and most of the attention it's getting, I think, is misinformation, because people are focusing on the allegations of sexual misconduct involving underage girls, as if those allegations are self-ratifying. And it's really, in terms of the dynamics that we're experiencing here, the way that the message is being sculpted and misreported to the public, and the lurid details of these allegations are being traded as established fact, it really partakes of the same sensibility as the movement to stampede the country into the war in Iraq. You have a bad informant, a bad intelligence source, that triggers a pretext raid or a pretext invasion, and once it's shown beyond possible contradiction that the intelligence is bad, we're being told, well, we should have done this anyway, so it doesn't really matter why we did it. As long as we're there, we might as well do some good, whatever expense to the law. But I've been talking about this in some detail on my blog, and so go to the right source and look at the top of the page if you're interested in buying my book, then scroll down, find my photograph, and go to Pro Libertate. Once again, I try to update that between 3 and 5 times a week, and everything I write is from the perspective of somebody who is, quite frankly, obsessed with the concept of individual freedom and the manifold threats thereto.
And, of course, freedom certainly is under attack today.
Well, oh, it is. I should point out as well that what distinguishes my brand of commentary from that of a number of other people who call themselves smaller libertarians is that I look at these issues from the perspective of somebody who is a Christian believer, who believes in God's law and believes in the possibility, however hypothetical, that a government could operate in such a fashion that the only thing it would do would be to wield the sword of justice against those who violate the persons and property of the innocent. That's the only excuse I can think of for putting up with the government, is if a government does those things. Our government does everything else but that, and it has become the single largest source of aggression against the rights of the innocent, both here and abroad, in collaboration with like-minded people in other countries. And that reflects the evil designs that you talk about, Dr. Stan, the fact that these people are animated by a different set of spiritual beliefs, that they worship a different god. Actually, they worship themselves. You know, all idolaters worship themselves. All idolatry is self-worship. But all these viewpoints that we're discussing here and all these elements and moral considerations are part of the mix that goes into the blog that I write, Pro Libertate.
And I think really what's so interesting about this polygamist unit is that there may have been polygamy going on there. There may have been a violation of the law by some of the men. But why punish the children?
Yeah.
Why take the children away from their mothers? You know, certainly this is how they've chosen to live, but you can say, well, polygamy is against the law, therefore they should be punished. But why are you punishing the children? And what they've done is they confuse the issue. Yes, polygamy is bad. Some of the men very well may have violated the laws of our land. And who's getting punished? The children.
Sure. Which is a real illustration of the fact that we're dealing with something that is completely pretextual. I mean, obviously, if they had a solid case to make, they would have made the case. But instead of doing this, they've done everything but make the case against people who are allegedly involved in improper sexual relations with underage women. What you have here is a situation where a bogus phone call was made by this Rosita Swinton character, this 33-year-old woman from Colorado Springs, Colorado, who's a Democratic Party activist and a pledged delegate for Barack Obama in the Colorado State Convention next month. She apparently has an odd personality quirk involving making phony phone calls, phony phone reports to police agencies posing as a sexually abused young girl. I don't know where this would come from, but it's a compulsion in her case. She has a history of making phone calls of that sort. Apparently, last fall, she was watching an installment of the Oprah Winfrey Show that dealt with the FLDS Church, the Fundamentalist Latter-day Saint Church, which is an offshoot, a still polygamous offshoot of the Mormon Church. And she heard Flora Jessup and a couple of other people describe what had happened at the main FLDS community which is in that area straddling the border between Utah and Arizona. It's Hilldale, Utah, on that side of the border, and it's known as Colorado City on the Arizona side of the border. And there was a fellow by the name of Jessup who was convicted of being involved in improper sexual conduct with an underage girl he claimed was one of his polygamous wives. This individual was convicted of that crime in Arizona and sentenced to a term of probation and made to be, register as a sex offender. And so he was in Arizona, and this all apparently became somewhat embedded in the mind of this Rosita Swinton. In late March, she called Flora Jessup, the person who'd been on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and posing as a girl named Sarah Jessup. She claimed that she was a girl who'd been, quote-unquote, married as a polygamous wife at 15 and become pregnant at 15, that she was pregnant again now at the age of 16, and that her husband, her so-called polygamous husband, was beating her. And it was on the basis of that phone call that Flora Jessup contacted the authorities in Texas and claimed that there was somebody inside the FLDS enclave in El Dorado, Texas, a 16-year-old girl named Sarah, who was being abused. That was the basis of the affidavit that was sworn out by a female representative of the Texas Rangers to justify the original visit to that FLDS enclave. It's called the YFC Ranch, by the local sheriff. The sheriff and two Texas Rangers were given access to everything inside that community. All that they needed to do was to call the bishop of that community, the overseer of that community, and ask that he intervene with the people inside, and they would get full cooperation. So they went in, they collected whatever evidence they thought was necessary, they came back out, they apparently found no evidence of ongoing sexual abuse. But within a couple of days, actually, forgive me, within a day, you had a full-force raid conducted by the SWAT team attached to the Midland County Sheriff's Department from hundreds of miles away. They couldn't have arrived as soon as they did unless the plan was to send them in anyway. They obviously had the wheels in motion before they sent the Texas Rangers and the sheriff in to the FLDS ranch, which means that the original visit was simply a pretext. They wanted to have people there to establish an investigatory predicate that would justify the arrival of these federally funded berserkers from the Midland County Sheriff's Department with an armored personnel carrier and body armor and high-caliber weaponry and sniper teams and the whole nine yards. They surrounded that enclave, and then at the point of a gun, they separated these women from their children. 437 children, 100 women, none of them has been charged with a crime. The individual named in this bogus phone call was not charged with a crime. He was interviewed by the Texas Rangers at the side of the road. He wasn't even taken into custody. At the end of the conversation, the Rangers shook his hand and let him go. So you don't have a victim. You don't have an accused perpetrator. You have the alleged victims of unspecified abuse, which is being spoken of now in terms of what could happen at some unspecified future date. Those alleged victims have been taken into the custody of the Texas government. 100 of these children were shipped out yesterday. They were loaded onto buses with tinted windows. They were bouncing joyfully in their seats as they were loaded onto the buses because they thought they were going home. Instead, they were taken to 16 locations in the state of Texas as temporary facilities before being shipped off into a foster care system that is rife with abuse of all kinds, in which dozens of children are killed every year through criminal violence or through poisoning, and scores of children are raped every year, including victims as young as 3 years of age. These people herded those children onto those buses and separated them from their parents, not telling them what was going on. Good Lord, this is like something literally out of Nazi Germany. They didn't have cattle cars. They didn't have a railroad that they would use to shove these people into cattle cars to send them off to Siberia or off to work camps. But it's the same. It's the same logic. It's the same mechanism. And I, for the life of me, can't understand why people aren't screaming about this. As I said, I've become almost monomaniacal on the subject in my blog, not because of sympathy for the doctrines and practices of the FLDS Church, not because I'm somewhat sympathetic for the alleged crimes that are being committed, but because you have here the pure and undisguised kidnapping of more than 400 children by the state of Texas that was conducted with brazen contempt for the rule of law. The two things I find really interesting, the first of which is that the judge who presided over that mockery of a hearing last week, Judge Walther, is the one who issued those warrants based on the specious affidavit the accusations in that affidavit were based on third-party hearsay. On that basis, she issued that the warrants for the invasion of the FLDS ranch. Last week, she must have known by last week, by last Thursday, that that phone call was completely bogus. She had a responsibility as the first order of business to order the state government to produce the supposed victim, to validate that affidavit, validate that warrant, because the warrant was sworn out on the basis of an anonymous tip. She had a responsibility to tell them that within a date certain they had to produce the accuser. She didn't do that. She must have known by last Thursday that this was a completely bogus call, because the Texas Rangers had been involved in tracing that call back to Colorado Springs in the weeks before that hearing began. When they identified Rosita Swinton as the source of that phone call, they made the request, the Texas Rangers and Judge Walther's court made the request that they seal the records of her arrest in Colorado Springs. That was something that was just confirmed today. I've been looking for confirmation of that. That was just confirmed in the wire service story I read about an hour ago. So they covered up, consciously covered up, the fact that she is the so-called Sarah. She is the one who made the bogus phone call that constituted the tip that led to the invasion of the FLDS property. And now this same judge, over the last couple of days, with incredibly callous disregard for the sentiments of innocent mothers. I mean, this is a type of callousness that is every bit as striking as that of Janet Reno. She had requests from the FLDS mothers not to be separated from their nursing children. You've got newborn children who are still nursing off their mothers. The mothers made the completely reasonable request that they not be separated from their children while they're still breastfeeding them. This judge said that this is a country where it is routine for women after a six-week maternal leave to go back into the workforce. And so on that basis, she was going to deny this request from the nursing women in the FLDS community. I'm trying to wrap my mind around the concentrated malice that statement represents. These people chose not to live that way. There is no law against breastfeeding. There is a natural law, I contend, that would dictate that you respect the request of a mother to provide irreplaceable service to her own offspring. But this Poppinjay martinet of a judge down in Texas said, well, that's not really worthy of our consideration because there are other women who are part of the new feminized, post-feminist American culture who don't like that choice, so we're going to make that choice for you. There were 35 requests for a writ of habeas corpus filed on behalf of the children, the FLDS community, and the mothers. None of those was even given so much as a contemptuous glance by Judge Walther. That confirms to me that the writ of habeas corpus is dead in this country. The writ of habeas corpus meaning the guarantee of habeas corpus, meaning that the government has to justify detaining you. It simply can't hold you in perpetuity. And right now they're holding these people in perpetuity. These people have not been charged with a crime. Nobody has been charged with a crime here. And yet this community is being torn apart. Women are being forced apart literally at gunpoint from their children. There was an incident that occurred a week or so ago where a woman was given the chance very briefly to see her children. And, of course, the children rushed to her and embraced her. She was immediately surrounded by police agents, deputy sheriffs, who tore these people apart from each other. This is happening in the United States of America. I don't know why people aren't incensed by this. Whatever they think about what they've heard, whatever they think they know about this community, the fact that we can prove that these things are going on, I think, should be the topic of every dinner table conversation in this country.
But I think you have to understand, I'm sure you realize, what they do is they focus our attention on all sorts of extraneous things. Oh, the race between Hillary and Obama.
Yeah.
Well, the two peas in a pod probably doesn't make a dime's worth of difference, but they focus our attention on that. And they focus our attention on the sports, what's going on, what's happening with the national basketball, and what's happening as far as football players, what's happening as far as tennis is concerned, and golf. And they focus our attention on unimportant things, and the important things, the really important things, the implications of what's going on, are totally ignored, and that's part of the game. That's the way that they are getting away with what they're doing, because they have freedom of the press in America. That means if you own the press, you have the freedom to withdraw and to conceal anything you want to, and that's what's going on.
Well, you bring up basketball and the NBA finals, or not the final, we're not in the finals yet, we're in the first round of the NBA playoffs, but ironically enough, tomorrow night, I think it is, or Saturday night, I can't remember which, the Houston Rockets are going to be playing the Utah Jazz in Salt Lake City, and there is going to be a protest on behalf of the FLDS children and mothers. There are people who are being organized by a Salt Lake City attorney to hold up protest signs urging that the children be let go and comparing the so-called child protection services in Texas to the Gestapo and to the KGB. It'll be interesting to see what kind of creative camera work is going to be undertaken in order to avoid training the cameras on these hundreds of people that are going to show up at those protest signs at the Energy Solutions Arena in Salt Lake City. It'll be interesting to see how little attention is paid to that. I really think that there's going to be an effort, every effort's going to be made to avoid giving those people any camera time. Because, you know, that's not the sort of thing that the powers that control the media would want people to be able to focus on in the course of being having their attention diverted by bread and circuses or by basketball and beer, by whatever surrogates exist in our culture now for that old time, that old Roman custom. But you're exactly right. The people who operate the main instruments of attitude and information formation in this country, those who are in charge of manipulating the impressions that guide the public discourse, simply are not going to let us have a nationwide conversation, an unapproved nationwide conversation about these very important issues.
Any more person, they would even mention that Ron Paul was actually running
for
the presidency in Pennsylvania. I bet there's not one person in 1,000 that knows he got almost 16% of the vote there. But this is totally blacked out by the media. Why? Why? Because we live in a country where thought control manipulates our opinions. Thank you so much, William. We'll talk to you tonight. Bye-bye.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. This is the time when I have to remind our listeners, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us and you agree with me that we're involved in a spiritual battle for these souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. There are lots of things you can do to help. And if you can't afford it, would at least tell other people about our program and encourage them to listen, because that's how we're building up a listening audience all around the world. And believe me, with our 60 outlets, or almost 60 outlets we have every week, we are reaching people with the truth they're not going to get elsewhere. Now, if you have not yet heard my talk on the planned police state, it's available on DVD. It comes with the syllabus we recommended. My talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, you get the book with that if you want to, or you can get just the CD of the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the talk on the Forbidden Secret, and there's a syllabus that comes with that. Certainly on the Hidden Agenda, and there's a syllabus that comes with that. We have really four tape sets and talks on so many things, sustainable development, and there's a syllabus in that four tape set that comes with that. Sustainable development is the master plan for what's going on in our community today. And then, of course, certainly we hope that you'll want to get some of the DVDs we carry that are put out by other people. We think they're excellent. They sold their souls for rock and roll. It takes you into the satanic influence within the music industry today. You can get the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. Certainly the DVDs on the secret mysteries of America's beginning, or the secret architecture of our nation's capital, bringing out the fact that there were secret societies were here in the United States at the time, shortly after the Pilgrims certainly landed in the United States, and they've been here ever since, working to gain control of our government. And they really are in total working control today. If you get my talk on the planned police state, you'll see the documentation put out by what used to be known as the Lucifer Publishing House. Now it's the Lucius Trust, and certainly they tell you they've got their agents in both the East and the West. And what they're talking about is both in the communist countries and the Western countries, and they dominate everything. But read what they say, not what I say. And the information is available in our syllabus on the planned police state. If you want to know about concentration camps, we have a four-tape set. We have a DVD called America Behind Barbed Wire. You can get the concentration camp special, which we think really will give you a tremendous information. Comes with government documentation on the plan for the use of civilian inmates on military camps. Understand this is long-range planning. And once freedom is lost, it will never be regained. So all of this information is available. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Please go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Look at the various items we have. I mean, what about Operation Paperclip? Have you ever gotten any information on Operation Paperclip? That plan at the end of the Second World War to bring the Nazi war criminals to the United States to work on psychological warfare against the American people, on biological warfare, creating new germs and new diseases, and then, of course, working on the space program. Of course, the major effort was behind the scenes. They don't want you to know, of course, that the Nazis were working on creating new diseases, and now we have all these terrible new diseases. And really, we have a wonderful book. It's called Project Daylily, written by Dr. Garth Nicholson, one of the world's leading scientists, and tells about what happened to him and his wife when they uncovered that macabre experiments were killing people at Huntsville Prison in Texas, and then the diseases that got out into the general community. And there are diseases all across America now afflicting our people. Pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
Introducing the most efficient